On a late weekday morning inside Kleinhans Music Hall, Joanne Folletta was leading a rehearsal for an upcoming concert. The Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra's music director has enjoyed extensive travel as a guest of numerous orchestras around the world. But this time, she's bringing the BPO with her.
It's amazing. It is 30 years since we've done anything like this, and we've been invited by Poland to sort of headline their Beethoven Easter Festival. I mean, it's just an honor. It's the first American orchestra they've ever invited. So,
while in Poland, they will be playing American music, as the hosts want it, including selections by Samuel Barber, George Gershwin, and Leonard Bernstein. Daniel Hart, the BPO's executive director, explains how the seeds of this tour were planted back in 2014.
By chance, we happened to run into Madame Elżbieta Penderecka, who is the wife of Krzysztof Penderecka, the famous composer-conductor from Poland.
Penderecka founded the Beethoven Easter Festival in Warsaw, and during a gathering in her home, told this to Hart and the other Buffalo guests.
And at the end of the week, she said that 2018 was the 100th anniversary of Bernstein's birth, and she wanted to celebrate that in a big way, and she felt like the most appropriate way was to invite an American orchestra, and I think we're in the right place at the right time.
The tour begins March 15th with an ensemble from the orchestra giving master classes in Lusłowice and Buffalo's official sister city in Poland, Rzeszów. The full orchestra will perform in four cities, beginning March 18th in Wrocław. The Beethoven Easter Festival in Warsaw is next on March 20th, followed by concerts in Lublin and Katowice. The challenge now facing the orchestra is moving dozens of musicians and their instruments across the Atlantic. Longtime patrons Cindy Abbott-Litro and her husband are leading the tour organization and holding a Match Challenge fundraiser.
My sort of role is if something has to be made, to carry them, that we really need to raise the money for that. And it costs probably more in some cases to transport the instrument than it does to transport the musician.
The orchestra is getting some help from across the border. The Toronto Symphony Orchestra is lending the BPO several cases to transport their instruments, which will be moved by a Toronto-based logistics company. Hart says there's another tricky step in the process.
I mean, we've got to get all the wood instruments verified for endangered species, for instance. So the CITES process, where the Fish and Game Wildlife has to evaluate our instruments. So they need to make sure that illegal trade isn't going on anywhere. And so we have to get our instruments, they have to have a manifest, and we have to prove how much they're worth and what they're made of. And so that's an important part of crossing the borders on both ends.
Joanne Folletta will make history as the first American woman to conduct an orchestra at the Warsaw Beethoven Easter Festival. She was asked about returning to Poland and about the building excitement among her musicians.
Every time I come back, I just say, I can't say enough good things about the city, the country, the people, the great cities there, the food, everything. It's beautiful and welcoming, so we're very excited about it.
The orchestra will perform their tour program at Kleinhans on March 10th and 11th, and then leave for Poland to represent Buffalo outside the United States for the first time in three decades. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.